Please join me in honoring and celebrating this year's 2013 award winner for Lifetime Achievement in Songwriting, Robert Hunter.
Check, check. Are we on? Touchdowns All Day Podcast. Welcome. Episode 15, dedicated to Robert Hunter. Here we are. We're back. Let's do it.
In this digital world where songwriter credits have largely disappeared along with royalties, I accept this award in the name of those who labor in anonymity in the song mines, hoping against hope for the hit that so rarely comes, the one that pays the rent and feeds the kids if actual recognition is hardly to be expected. I accept it in the name of those who pursue this uncertain occupation for the sake of the song itself. As Ray Bradbury wrote, love what you do and do what you love. Don't listen to anyone else who tells you not to do it. You do what you want, what you love. Imagination should be the center of your life.
There he is, Robert Hunter, accepting a Lifetime Achievement Award, which I would assume he won every single Lifetime Achievement Award there is to win for a lyricist. I can't imagine an award. The guy should have won the Nobel Prize. Let's be honest. He should have won the Nobel Prize for lyrics and potentially for just general attitude, lifestyle and attitude. Is there a Nobel Prize for attitude? There should be. And if so, the only winner is really Robert Hunter, in my opinion. And for lyricist, he's just the number one. I mean, who has the catalog? Who can compete with Robert Hunter in a sense of lyrics? Episode 15, Robert Hunter episode, unfortunately passed away this past week. And the author of such great lyrics as the Grateful Dead song, Touch of Grey, which made it to MTV, and when I was a child, they used to play a video of the Grateful Dead and, like, weird skeletons and stuff right next to Money for Nothing and all these other pop songs. So Robert Hunter did it all. He wrote the Great American Songbook. He had a MTV hit. He was the lyrical and philosophical backbone of the hippie movement, really, in a way. One of the great movements of American society. Really a great one. So here we are, episode 15. We are dedicated to Mr. Hunter. And, you know, we're back. We're back. So welcome to Touchdowns All Day, everyone. It's a post-show Thursday recording right now. Meaning that we just played the first Tractor Beam show of its kind tonight. Literally an hour or two ago. At the 10 Mile Club in, I guess it's in Frisco. It's not in Breck. It's in Frisco in Colorado up in the mountains. And it was great. Everybody had a great time. I really love it. It's a different sound. It's a different band. It's a different vibe. You can love Disco Biscuits and hate Tractor Beam. You can love Tractor Beam and hate Disco Biscuits. Or you can just love both of them. Because, you know, just music at the end of the day, right? So, use the hashtag Tractor Beam. Use the hashtag Disco Biscuits. Use the hashtag Touchdowns All Day on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and even Tumblr. For those of you who are going back to Tumblr since the new acquisition, be part of the conversation. We have a lot of feedback from last week's episode, which was an epic conversation with the one and only Aaron Magner, keyboard player of Tractor Beam. Lots of positive responses. We are gathering that you like the interview episodes a little bit here at the podcast. And we've had a lot of fun with them. So we're going to continue and do some more interviews You know, it's like, I feel like Jimmy Fallon, you know what I mean? So I cut my hair a little shorter and I put on a suit because that's how you play that game, right? So next episode, episode 16, which will be like, you know, two Sundays from now, we have a really special Tom Marshall, lyricist of Phish, wrapped and will be on the program. And of course, you know, this is a lyricist October. Doesn't quite rhyme, but it's way more fun than Sober October. And we got Tom Marshall in a few weeks. So stay tuned. Don't turn the dial. Strap yourselves in. Touchdowns All Day is getting hot, folks. And honestly, it's because of you. It's because of you right there, personally. Personally, you. Maybe you. Maybe you and your daughter. You guys listen to the show on the way to work, yeah? I think you do. I think you do. This episode's for you. This is episode 15. Robert Hunter passed away, and, you know, the granddaddy of them all. And the Muhammad Ali of lyricists.
We're mass communicating. We're mass communicating. We're mass communicating.
Tonight, the Touchdowns All Day with John Barber podcast is alive and well being cut from Silverthorn, Colorado. You'll hear it on Sunday at your regularly scheduled hour. They don't say that anymore, do they? I don't even know how to say that. I don't know how to pronounce that correctly anymore because nobody says that anymore. People used to say that shit all the time. When you had to tune in at a special time to hear stuff or to watch stuff. Nowadays, you're like, I want it now. And there it is. Crunk Mike was on an airplane. On an airplane. Sitting. Experiencing the miracle of flight, he was. And he happened to also be YouTubing the live stream of the Tractor Beam Show on the Disco Biscuit YouTube page, experiencing the miracle of whatever you call that, of immediate broadcasting, of broadcasting now. I don't know. But experience the miracle of flight mixed with the miracle of Tractor Beam, mixed with the miracle of live streaming. So many miracles. So many miracles. Robert Hunter is a miracle, right? I mean, how do you write that many great songs in a lifetime? That's a miracle, as far as I'm concerned. So, some questions from the fans about Robert Hunter, real quick. I'm going to answer one or two. But first, I want to tell you this story because I had a weird night the other day, and it was strange. So a lot of you know that, and we made an announcement on Instagram on the Barber Shreds account that Lisa and I are expecting a child. It's a boy, and it's coming in a couple of months. So she's at home sleeping, and I'm across the street at this football field. And at night, there's nobody there, and it's in a big bowl because it's a field with the bleachers, and then there's a hill around the bleachers. And it's like kind of grass. I think it's AstroTurf, but it kind of feels like grass. And I just go out there, and I walk around in circles. And when I walk around in circles, I'm, you know, doing the doing the thing. I'm singing the songs over and over and over again in my head. This was my process back in the day. So I'm going back to my original process, which is like, you know, stay up at night, get to a quiet place, and, you know, walk around and, you know, sing the songs in your head. No guitar, no pencils. You just sing the song in your head over and over again. And the stuff that you remember when you get back to your house, that's the good stuff, right? Anything else you sang, if you can't remember it when you get back to your house, probably wasn't that good. It might have been good and you forgot it, and what are you going to do about it then, right? So, but if you get back to the house and you remember it, it's good. Notable songs that were the things that I remembered when I got back to the house is Above the Waves, Going Under, Above the Waves, Going Under. So, you know, that kind of thing, this kind of writing creates this kind of situation where you catch little catchy things like that. And so I'm doing that. I'm in some field and walking in circles, doing this whole thing. And, you know, after like an hour or two, I go to my phone. My phone's been in my shoe on like the 20-yard line in the middle, like where you kick a field goal or something, like right in the middle. Like, I think it has like a soccer goal painted on there. It's at the top of the box of the soccer goal. And my shoes are there and my, you know, all my, like, my phone is there and my keys are there, right? And then I'm walking around the field, la, la, la. And then after a while, I like, go over to my stuff and I check the phone and I get a bunch of missed calls from Lisa. And I'm like, oh, man, I got to go home, right? So it's only, I'm only a block away. So I put my stuff in my pocket, put on my shoes, and I walk back to the house. And she says, you know, this, the doorbell has been going off randomly since like 1 a.m. So for like a half hour, the doorbell is just going off. This doorbell hasn't worked ever before. I've tried to make it work. God knows, Crunk Mike has spent hours standing at the front door of the house, pressing the doorbell, thinking that it works, and it doesn't. It doesn't work at all, you know? I would get the door if I heard the doorbell. I wonder, like, does Crunk Mike just think I'm like some weird, eccentric, artistic asshole who, like, he rings the doorbell and I'm like, I'm going to make him wait. I'm going to make him wait like a half hour. I'm going to sit here. Is that the doorbell? Yeah, I'm going to make him wait. Fuck that. I'm not answering the door. I'm not getting the doorbell. It's crazy. No, I'm not going to do that. That would be insane. The doorbell doesn't work, right? So, randomly, the doorbell turns, like it goes ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, and never turns off. For an hour, it's going ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. Like somebody plugged it in for the first time or something. And Lisa wakes up and texts me 100 times. Is like, can you come to the house? I feel like there's a ghost in the house or something, right? And I get back to the house and the ding doorbell's going off. And I don't know. I didn't plug it in. I don't know how the doorbell works. You know, I don't know if there's like an outlet somewhere or a circuit breaker that's attached to just the doorbell that a squirrel fell on or something. And that's why it turned on. Maybe there's a ghost in the house. I don't know. And so I go to the front door and I do the only thing that I can think of. And I press the doorbell because I'm like, oh, let's just, you know, that talks to it. And when I press the doorbell, it goes ding dong, like you would expect it to when you press the doorbell, and then it turns off. And now the doorbell works perfectly. But at that moment, we thought our house was haunted. Pretty sure it was haunted at that point. Interestingly enough, we go to bed after that, and we wake up the next morning, and everything is, you know, Robert Hunter passed away, Robert Hunter passed away, Robert Hunter passed away, Robert Hunter passed away last night around 1 a.m. And ironically, that's when my doorbell went off. Like a lunatic doorbell just went ding, dong, ding for an hour. So maybe my house is haunted by Robert Hunter. I don't know. I haven't had Ancient Aliens guy, George, whatever, the guy with the crazy hair. I gotta have that guy come over to the house. Maybe I'll have an interview with him here on the podcast And we can talk about whether or not Robert Hunter swung by my place. I have like amazing desserts in my house. I would swing by my place too. I mean, the desserts are unbelievable. So, you know, what are you going to do? So that's my story about the day that Robert Hunter died. That's where I was and what I was doing. And we got such a weird thing. All right, so let's do some questions. One question here is somebody wanted to know a lyric that really stood out for me from Robert Hunter. There's a couple. One is Franklin's Tower. He says, if you plant ice, you're going to harvest wind. I had to text Annabelle Garcia about this because she might know. I have no idea what that means. Is that like, does ice, when you put it in the ground, does it turn into wind? Is that good? I don't know. I never understood the lyric at all. It seems so weird. And she told me that what it means is if you're cold in your life to other people, that you're planting that coldness and then you're going to get wind back for it, which is really nothing. I mean, there's wind everywhere. And so if you're cold, you're not going to get anything back for that attitude. So be warm and be bountiful, I think is what it means. And that totally makes sense. And I wish somebody told me that years and years and years ago. I would have gotten so much more out of the 88,000 million times that I heard Franklin's Tower. Maybe that number's a little high, but you know it's close to that. There's a couple commas in the how many times have you heard Franklin's Tower discussion. All right, let's go to the next question. Is there a song that you've played where you were thinking about the lyrics while you played the song? Actually, there's a song that I always thought about the lyrics, Scarlet Begonias, when he goes, I had to learn the hard way just to let her pass by. I had to learn the hard way just to let her pass by. I feel like I thought about that lyric a lot in life. Have you thought about that lyric? I've thought about that lyric a lot. And there it is. Here it comes. This is Disco Biscuits with Billy and the Kids, Tommy Hamilton. Bill Kreutzmann. Mickey Hart, Aaron Magner, Mark Brownstein, Alan O'Quinn.
I was walking down Governor Square. I chilled in the wind, but I dipped to the air. From the other direction, she was calling my eye. Could be an illusion, but I might as well try. Might as well try. She was into the blues. She wore scarlet begonias, tucked into a curl. I knew right away she was not like the other girls. Think of her the evening when the dealing got rough. Too fat to open, but too cool to blow. My matches and was closing the door. I had one of those flashes that I'd been there before, been there before. But I ain't on the right, but I've never been wrong. Just turns out the way it does in the song. Once in a while you get shown the light in the strangest of places if you look at it right. sun was blue. Strangers stopping strangers just to shake their hand. Everybody's playing in the heart of gold band. Heart of gold band.
That was how you solo. That's how you take a Scarlet Begonia solo right there. I never really, I came right in on the Jerry line that he plays the solo from the album. It's the same first couple of notes. And then flows into this kind of like weird jazzy phrasing thing that I do a lot where I kind of play way behind the beat and then pop out in front of it. And I like this, the note selection. 15,000 people watching. Maybe 20. None of them have any idea who we are, really. And that's what we're giving them. I love it. I like this band. This band should go on tour. What a fun Grateful Dead band.
Well, the sun's gonna shine. My back
You now that you're gone. Those are some of the most amazing and colorful lyrics I have ever heard in my entire life. If Robert Hunter was here today, what would I ask him? What's a begonia? I don't know. I gotta assume it's a flower. It might be an Italian rifle. I don't know what a begonia is. I don't know where they grow naturally. Or I'm assuming it's a flower. I don't know. Could be a bow. I don't know what it could be. But that's what I would ask Robert Hunter if he came back. And he'd probably be like, ugh, why did I come back? I was in this heaven place. It was great. Why did I come back to hang out with this idiot who doesn't, know what a dictionary is and can't figure out what a begonia is. Ironically, I never looked it up again after hearing it 80 million billion trillion times. Never looked the word up, just figured it. And he has this knack of using these words that you don't have to look up. They're perfectly placed, they're perfectly descriptive, and you learn how to look at the world in a more beautiful and detailed way because of the effort that he put in. So thank you, Robert Hunter. As a fellow lyricist, I look at you as one of the greats and one of my greatest inspirations. So let's listen to a jam that we left off of last week's show with Aaron Magner, because it was just me and Aaron got so deep we didn't get a chance to listen to everything. So this is one of the jams from last week. This is Astronaut from February 3rd, 2017. Let's jump right in. Like this jam, it's going to one crazy place after another. This is the ADD jam. I'm assuming we get somewhere soon, but this is super ADD. I feel like we're just painting on a sidewalk or something in the city. Like, just imagine kind of on fast forward, people in their business attire just quickly walking around corners in New York City, maybe like 23rd in Madison. Past they go to you, cabs drive by. Little smoke coming out of the subway system. Maybe someone could explain to me what that smoke is. I never understood that. like that, right? When it gets to the point where it almost sounds like music, we decide, hey, you know, that was cool. Let's do something else. So consistent with the vibe of this jam, which is whenever it starts to sound like music, nah, we ain't gonna do that. The disco and disco biscuits, Rich Steele found what is some funky astronaut jamming. Well, that was fun. I like hearing the modal exploratory stuff. I think that the ADD jams do do get to that kind of funk that we just hit right there, where everybody's so tightly wound around each other that it just makes for a really, really, I mean, that's a Disco Biscuit groove right there, you know? That's it. That's one of them. That's one of them. We get there, and then Aaron just destroys a keyboard, and, you know, that's our little loop. Here's another jam, also left off. This is Helicopters. We're going to go into, this is the Wayback Machine. This is Helicopters from April 30th of 1999, folks. Some of you listening were not even born yet. And we love that. We love that. All right, so this is an old move that I used to do all the time. It's just move everything up a whole step. For all you musicians out there, this is a great modal jam technique that works almost all the time, every time. And you basically just move everything you're playing up a whole step and do it again. See that? And then, you know, Mark's doing the same thing. Aaron's kind of checking it out right now. You know, it adds a little color. We'll be right back. Brownstein doing the Jaco Pastorius shred of his bass right here. Listen to that shit. He's got the pickup. He's probably playing it like up high on the neck pickup with the tone rolled like Jaco would. If you think a bass player that spent his summers taking the Philadelphia kids to Alphabet City in the summer in the sweltering New York heat doesn't know how to play Jaco, you're crazy. You're a crazy person if you think that. This has been a fun jam. Perfect example of how awry things can go if the guitar player misses the big moment. Listen to this. There was a spot. There was a spot there where I could have gone up from where I was, grabbed the high note, and sealed the deal. But as today's theme seems to be as far as the Biscuit songs go, the ADD of something is sometimes more interesting than the, you know, the standard way of doing business. This kind of reminds me of that song. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Dude, so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. Wait, you know, what song is that? I don't remember what song that is. It's old 70s, like, classic rock tune. Wow. 1999, huh? Very rotation jam to start off. Just gets totally hectic at the end. A lot of different sounds. Very cool. Very different from the 2017 version. It's cool to hear that kind of thing. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. It's great. I would never listen to that jam if it wasn't for the podcast. I would never go back to 1999 and dig up a Helicopters from April. You know what I mean? This, who would do that? There's probably 20 Helicopters. Why would I do this? The podcast is just the greatest. I love it. It's so fun. And I'm glad you all listen. I really appreciate all the support that the Magna episode was off the charts. It was off the charts. It's crazy to see. Really happy about it. But all in all, you know, we're on schedule. Episode 15, paying tribute to the great one, Robert Hunter, who really, really contributed in an unbelievable way to the American songbook. Pretty great stuff. Next week on the podcast, we have another massive contributor to the American Songbook, Tom Marshall, lyricist of Phish, and the founder of the Osiris Podcast Network, which, along with RJB and many other people, Christina Collins, there's such a huge crowd there now. It's just a good group of people, a bunch of great podcasts. I recommend you guys go to their website, osirispod.com. Look at some of these podcasts. There's a lot of great ones. And I don't know. There's just a lot of cool stuff there. There's a bunch of Phish ones. There's a bunch of Grateful Dead ones. There's some Life on the Road ones. There's just a bunch of cool podcasts. So a lot of things. If you're interested in podcasts, you know what I mean? So usually I would, you know, say thanks to Rich Steele, thanks to Crunk Mike. And we'll see you guys tomorrow night at the Tractor Beam Show in Frisco. And then I drop the theme song, right? And that'd be the episode. And everybody's like, yeah, good episode, right? But I'm going to do a little something I'm going to do a little something different today. I'm going to leave the closing music to Robert Hunter himself. This is going to be a treat. This is Robert Hunter at the 2013 Lifetime American Music Honors Award in Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee. He was honored as the Lifetime Achievement. Here's Robert Hunter performing Ripple.
Now, here's Robert Hunter to perform for us.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp on strong, to hear my voice come through the music, would you hold it near as it were your own? So hand me down the thoughts are broken, perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know, don't really care. Let there be songs to fill the air. Rippling still water when there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow. Reach out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again. Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. And there's a road, no simple highway, between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. Rippling still water when there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow. You choose to lead, must follow. But if you fall, you fall all alone. If you should stand, who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home. Na 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 songs to fill the air.
Yeah.
We're mass communicating.